It's Here and Now. I'm Eric Westervelt. There's a lot of news out of Chicago today. The U.S. Department of Justice announced a civil rights investigation of the Chicago Police Department. And also today, Chicago prosecutors this afternoon said there will be no criminal charges against an officer who shot and killed a fleeing black man last year, the second such shooting, and the second time that video of a police chase was delayed for months over a dispute over what happened. And now the Chicago Department is facing the same kind of federal civil rights investigation that the cities of Baltimore and Ferguson, Missouri are, prompted by the shooting of Laquan McDonald. This morning, U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch spoke about the lack of trust between police and some residents of Chicago.
This mistrust from members of the community makes it more difficult to gain help with investigations, to encourage the victims and the witnesses of crime to speak up, and to fulfill the most basic responsibilities of public safety officials. And when suspicion and hostility is allowed to fester, it can erupt into unrest.
Joining us now is Robert Wildebohr, senior editor of news at WBZ in Chicago. And Rob, what does this federal investigation mean for the Chicago Police Department, one of the largest in the country? What happens next?
It essentially means some serious oversight, which is long, long overdue. So the way these investigations work is they're called a pattern and practice investigation. And so, you know, the Laquan McDonald shooting is kind of the hook here. There was a public outcry for some intervention. The Department of Justice considers that and then tries to respond to that community outpouring of concern. And so they'll be looking at the Laquan McDonald case, but they're looking more broadly. I mean, the Department of Justice cannot just step into a police department and provide oversight, right? They need jurisdiction. And so here it will be, you know, is there a pattern and practice in the Chicago Police Department that results in constitutional violations? And, you know, there is no bigger violation than obviously being shot and killed. And so the Laquan McDonald case is the hook here, but they're going to be looking more broadly at shootings. And I think that immediately gets into police discipline. One of the really disturbing numbers, I think, in this city is in the last 8 years, there have been more than 400 police-involved shootings. Only two have been found unjustified. So in the vast majority, the city agency that investigates these shootings says they're all justified. And the Justice Department is going to be taking a look at that. A
lot of unanswered questions. They'll be investigating all of those shootings. And today, Cook County Prosecutor Arnita Alvarez declined to charge a second Chicago officer involved in a fatal shooting. The officer shot gang member 25-year-old Ronald Johnson last year. She said this afternoon it was frustrating that there was no audio on the police dash cam video.
I don't know why there's no audio. There should be audio. There's supposed to be audio. But, you know, whether it's a malfunctioning or officers physically turning them off when they get into that squad car. But that's a policy. And that's something that I believe the police department has to address. And they have to.
Robert, what do we see in this video and what effect might it have in the city?
So that video is different from the Laquan McDonald video because I don't think it's as clear. In the Laquan McDonald video, it's clear on the video that he's running, you know, not lunging towards police, certainly, and seems to be walking away from police. And that is when he's shot. And there's this huge disconnect between what we see on the video and the narrative we've seen from the police department, including the city released a number of police reports this past weekend, and five of them, you know, kind of back up the narrative that the officer who shot McDonald was saying that McDonald was lunging at him, and that when he fell to the ground, he was still trying to get up and attack officers, and that's not what we see in the video. So the other video, Ronald Johnson, is not as clear. And Alvarez said she's not bringing charges in that case. But what I think is really interesting here is the amount of transparency we're seeing from all levels of government at this point as they, you know, try to this second video, the city decided, oh, we're going to release this, which they hadn't for 13 months. And now this morning, Arnita Alvarez, the Cook County State's Attorney, held a press conference for like an hour and 10 minutes. I don't think that's ever happened in her 7 years in office so far. And she took reporters step through the Ronald Johnson video and the subsequent investigation, which is not resulting in charges against that particular officer.
Robert, briefly, there have been calls for both Mayor Rahm Emanuel and State Attorney Arnita Alvarez to resign. This has big political implications for the movers and shakers in Chicago.
Arnita Alvarez is facing re-election in a couple months, and I would eat my shoe if Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel decided to resign. I'd be very, very surprised by that.
Rob Wildebohr, senior editor of news at WBZ in Chicago. Thank you, Rob.
Thank you.